when I was a medical student, my intention was to become a psychiatrist. I lost my focus on psychiatry and then started looking around. Came up a notice for a lab technician. So I needed a job. I was desperate for a job. And what the job required me to do is to get dogs prepared for surgery by the resident and doctors and put them under anesthesia. In that particular laboratory, they were studying the effect on certain part of the heart and how to put heart segments together. At that time, I didn't know much about that part of surgery since I only had my first year of medical school. The most memorable part of my surgical career was when I was involved with trauma. And I was an assistant professor of surgery at the University of Miami, and I was a co-director of the trauma department. It turns out that during that period, we had a sudden influx of Cuban immigrants. And that was the time that Castro released a lot of the prisoners, and they became very violent. So I spent almost 2 years working almost continuously, taking care of the injuries resulting from the criminal acts of all the Cuban criminals that came to the United States. And I would go from one room to another to watch a resident and other doctors operate and assist them in difficult cases. I didn't spend much time at home. I spent a lot of time teaching the residents how to handle this almost military situation with all these injured people. We had a very high mortality rate because the injuries were so devastating, and it was almost like a war zone. So when you're in a war zone, you don't sleep much. When you come home, you pretty don't have much time to do anything. And after 2 years, I was burnt out. I decided I can't do this anymore. So I left the university and came to a more quieter setting. And that's why I moved to Fort Myers. Now that I've practiced close to 48 years, I probably did not use more than 20% of the education in the medical school. In my practice of surgery, all the stuff that I use and educate in practicing surgery was what I've learned later, both in life and what I've learned as continued education. Now, I've learned in practicing medicine, not only surgery, I learned to respect humanity, human beings, human integrity, respect their individuality and privacy, and appreciate the opportunity that I have to help humanity.